An inquest into the death of a pearl diver off Western Australia's Kimberley coast has heard his colleagues called a health and safety manager, not a doctor, as they tried to revive him. 22-year-old Jared Hampton was working for the Paspaley Pearling Company when he died in April 2012, during his second day on the job. The inquest into the Victorian man's death has heard his colleagues were following company protocol when they called a manager, not a medical professional, for help. Courtney Bembridge is covering the hearings. Courtney, why did they call a manager first and not a doctor?
Well, Matt, Dean Harrison gave evidence today. He was the sole OH&S manager for the entire Paspaley company. And he said that he acted as a conduit between the workers and the medical professionals based in Darwin, and that that was the most efficient way of doing things. He said that in relation to pearling, that he had looked at all of the risks, and one of the main risks was Irukandji's sting, of course, the jellyfish that frequent the waters up there, and also of getting the bends from ascending from the ocean floor too quickly. But he said that drowning was not on his radar, that he didn't believe that it was a big risk, and that there were no formal procedures in place to try to rescue an incapacitated diver. Now, that's exactly what happened in April 2012 when Jared Hampton surfaced early, called for help, and then sunk back below the surface of the water, and it took up to 10 minutes to get him on board. And part of the inquest, part of its role is looking at why it took so long to get him on board, and some of the processes that had been put in place for in an emergency situation. He also talked about some of the training, and conceded there should have been training for rescuing an incapacitated diver, that he said that if you were new to being a diver, that you were probably more likely to experience fatigue. And we know that Jared Hampton died on his second day. The other thing that is important to note from Dean Harrison's evidence was that he did concede that a standby diver, having a diver on board who was ready to go to rescue a diver in the event of an emergency, would have made him safer. And that is something that wasn't implemented at the time, and to our understanding hasn't been implemented by the industry in the 5 years since Jared Hampton's death.
Courtney, I've read that it was quite a heated session today. Were Jared Hampton's parents there? And if so, how did they react?
Yes, Matt, they were. Robin and Tony Hampton are there with their two sons, Travis and Jake, and they've been sitting through the inquest all week hearing detailed information, and at times venting their frustration that the things that are being said aren't answering the questions they've held for 5 years since Jared's death. So they were frustrated again at certain points today, and certainly when the OH&S manager, Dean Harrison, was avoiding some questions. He was asked in a series of questions as to whether safety standards were acceptable or unacceptable, and couldn't answer those in a straightforward manner, and that certainly frustrated the family. He also at one point became quite upset and said there hasn't been a day in his life when he hasn't thought about this, and he spent thousands of hours contemplating what could have caused Jared's death. But he went on to say that he believed a weakness in his pectoral muscle, which was picked up in the autopsy, he now believes that that may have caused the death, and that obviously angers the family, because they feel that the inquest is looking to lay blame or looking for a reason as to why their son died, rather than looking at the safety standards in the industry, which they believe need some work.
So earlier this week, the inquest heard from eyewitnesses. What light were they able to shed on this incident and working for Paspaley generally?
Well, look, there were many eyewitnesses that were there that day. They're employed on different roles on that ship. But certainly the other drift divers talked about it being an incredibly difficult job and how fatiguing it was. But they made the point that they never felt unsafe and that they felt that the training they received was thorough.
Courtney Bembridge in Perth.